Anything Anything with Rich Russo is brought to you by Jaeger Lumber. For 75 years, Jaeger Lumber has supplied the best in building materials to New Jersey homeowners and contractors. It's your home, it's your life. Make it better with Jaeger Lumber.
This song's called Anything Anything.
What is it tonight? Please just tell me what the hell is wrong. Do you wanna eat? Do you wanna sleep? Do you wanna drown? Just settle down, settle down, settle down. I'll give you candy, give you diamonds, give you pills, give you anything you want. Hundreds of bills. I even let you watch the shows you want. Of you tonight. You never stay awake when I get home. Something wrong with me, something wrong with you. I really wish I knew, wish I knew, wish I knew. I'm giving candy, giving diamonds, giving pills, giving you anything you want. $100 bills. I even let you watch the shows you wanna see. Cause you married me, married me, married me.
Trending stories now.
This is Anything Anything AccuNews. First, fast and foremost with the facts. This is the Mad Hatter reporting.
Breaking news.
The apocalypse didn't happen in 2011, but Harold Camping has confirmed that it will happen October 21st, 2012. May 21st, 2012 has come and gone. The rapture is over. Now, the dread can begin. Because on October 21st, 2012, all of us that have been left behind will die. As crestfallen followers of a California preacher who foresaw the world's end strained to find meaning in their lives, Harold Camping revised his apocalyptic prophecy Monday, saying he was off by 5 months and that the earth actually will be obliterated on October 21st. Oakland, California-based Family Worldwide Radio, the independent Christian ministry whose leader, Harold Camping, has calculated the May 21st date based on his reading of the Bible. Camping, 89, believes the Bible essentially functions as a cosmic calendar explaining exactly when various prophecies will be fulfilled. But he's 89, so he's not worried about the world ending. He's already done all the living he wants to. Ron Hardesky of Bayonne, New Jersey, also predicted the world would end on February 27, 2004, his wife's 50th birthday. The world didn't end, so Ron beat his wife to death with a Bible. He's serving a life sentence. In the U.S., there's still a significant population, mostly Protestant, who look at the Bible as a kind of puzzle. And the puzzle is God's Word. And it's predicting when end times will come, says Catherine Wessinger, a professor at Loyola University in New Orleans, who studies millennialism, the belief in pending apocalypse. She said, right now there's a lot of insecurity, and this is a promise that says it's not all random, it's part of God's plan. Past predictions that failed to come true don't have any bearing on the current calculation, believers maintain. It would be like telling the Wright brothers that every other attempt to fly had failed, so you shouldn't even try, according to Chris McCann, who works with the Bible Fellowship, one of the groups spreading the message. If you want to say we're crazy, go ahead, she said. But when you're dead on October 21st, you'll know we were right, and you'll thank us.
Coming up.
In other news, the fall weather is settling in. It's getting chilly. Time to get out those UGGs, ladies, and warm up.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world serves its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up an ox beat. Grunt no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Bite down high. Wire and a fire representing seven games in a government for hire. Fury's breathing down your neck. Team, my team, reporters, Babble, Trump, Kevin Croft. Look at that, no plane, fine, then. Uh-oh, overflow, population, common poop, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself, world, serve its own needs. Listen to your heart, bleed, dummy, with the rapture and the reverend and the right, right. You patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, bright, light, feeling, pretty sight.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Slice and burn, return, listen to yourself churn. Lock it in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate. Automotive incinerate, light a candle, light a motor, step down, watch it heal, crush, crush, uh-oh. This means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear. A tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Mr. Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button that, right?
It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
105.5 WDHA, and welcome to Anything Anything. I'm Rich Russo. This is your weekly two-hour ass-kicking, band-breaking, taste-making, genre-busting, multi-station, orgasmic, free-form radio extravaganza broadcasting from Cedar Knolls, New Jersey. And, yep, we're still here. The world hasn't ended yet today, as predicted by nutjob Harold Camping. And thank you to the Mad Hatter, Paul Cavalcante, for producing that clip based on an article about today, October 21st. Being the end of the world.
One day it's going to happen. You just keep saying it's going to happen. When it happens, you can say, see, I told you. That guy's going to be right. At some, after he's dead, he'll be right. His family will keep the tradition alive.
And logically, we went into, we went from that clip into It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine by REM, of course, which is a fitting song to play that.
They're a hot new band.
They're a hot new band.
Watch out.
You can't stop the world with predictions or flawed interpretations of old calendars or fiction books about a magician. That's sadly play a problem in the world. But, you know, people are waiting for the end of the world, so why don't we do this? Elvis Costello, who, by the way, I was hanging out with Elvis Costello the other night.
Braggart.
I'm a braggart.
Where was this?
At the Hammerstein Ballroom for Little Kids Rock, which is a charity that's based in New Jersey that brings guitars to have children in public schools. How great is that? Raised over $800,000. Elvis Costello was there. They all did Stephen Van Zandt songs.
All right, it's cool.
Very, very cool. And actually, I was on stage and I was running the live auction on stage.
An auctioneer now.
I was an auctioneer now, yes.
Can you speak really quickly?
I do when I want to, yes.
Do it now.
I can't. Raised over $130,000.
Come on, auction off this can of 6 Point.
No, let's play Elvis Costello since we're doing an end of the world theme. Let's do Waiting for the End of the World from Elvis Costello's first album right now. Anything, Anything on DHR.
Yeah. I'm waiting. Her one deadly kiss wouldn't give her skin trembling.
drowning in my sorrows. My sorrows, they learn to swim. Surrounding me, going down on me, spilling over the brim. Waves of regret, waves of joy. I reached out to the one I tried to destroy. You, you said you'd wait till the end of the world. The end of the world.
.55 WDHA. It's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo. Waiting for the End of the World, Bruce Springsteen, until the End of the World by U2. And you know how we would know it's the end of the world, Greg?
Bono dies.
Well, that would be the
like,
end
I
of his
feel
world.
Like that's it. It's
that'd
over.
That'd be the end of his world.
I feel like the whole world's gone when he's gone. That's how. But no, I know what you're getting at.
I think the end of the world would be when you couldn't get 6 point beer.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad.
I think that would top it.
That would top it.
I think when you get to a point and you can no longer get 6 point beer, you know it's over. Because that means everybody's given up. It's done.
There's no point to live.
There's no point to living if you can't have 6 point beer. And you know, speaking of all things in this world, the only constant, of course, is change. Every fall, the days grow shorter, leaves start to turn. It means one thing, Greg, autumn has arrived.
Romance is in the air.
Romance is in the air. And 6 point is embracing it, embracing the spirit of this time of year with their limited edition Autumn Nation, which is available on Nano Kegs. Greg, what are Nano Kegs for those who don't know?
How many times do I have to tell you? I have to teach you.
You have
constantly
to teach me this.
16-ounce cans blocking out the light, keeping the beer from becoming skunked. That's innovative. It's revolutionary.
Created with this special season in mind, Autumn Nation brewed with fall-favorite pumpkin as well as ginger and freshly harvested wet hops. And this year, 6 point decided to spice things up with the addition of a surprise twist to the recipe. Earlier this year, 6 point launched in the, funny you ask, Greg. Earlier this year, 6 point launched an online poll.
I didn't actually get the sentence I was going to say. What would that be, Rich?
6 point launched an online poll to beer lovers as to which hop strain they'd like most to see in Automation 2012. And the winner, the Citra hop.
Oh, that's a good. That's the best. That should have been the winner.
It should be a dance. We should have a contest for 6 point. And people do the Citra hop dance. They can invent a dance, like the twist, or like the limbo, the Citra hop. And we do it every Autumn Nation, maybe at Halloween parties, spooktacular events, where the dance is the Citra hop, and you win 6 point beer.
You're really trying to bring a lot of stuff back. You brought back freeform radio. Now you're trying to bring back dances that people do.
The Citra hop.
Because when's the last time we had a popular dance?
We haven't. I mean, is that Gangnam-style thing popular? It's stupid. It's not popular.
Maybe right? The Electric Slide.
The Electric Slide, which is really the Hustle. It's a copy of the Hustle.
All right, so that doesn't count then. So, yeah, it's time for a new dance.
So we're going to come up with the Citra Hop for 6 Point Automation. 6 Point Beer launched in Brooklyn 2004. Please drink responsibly, and you can find 6 Point in all sorts of liquor stores and bars throughout the area. If the place where you go doesn't have 6 Point, get the hell out of there. And please drink responsibly. Let's take a quick break. And when we return, we will go from the streets of Cedar Knolls, where we are right now, to the streets of Bakersfield, California. Stick around on DHA.
I came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere. Hey, I'm not
not trying to be nobody. I just want a chance to be myself. I've spent 1,000 miles of coming. Yes, I've worn blisters on my heel, trying to find me something better here on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you're careless, how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? San Francisco, I spent a night there in the can. Lived through this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. Left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. And I thanked him as I was leaving, and I headed out for Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you're careless, how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you're careless, how I feel. How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
105.5 WDHA. It's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo. Streets of Bakersfield, Dwight Yoakam with Buck Owens. Dwight's birthday is coming up on Tuesday. And speaking of Bakersfield, the best album of last year was called Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes by Social Distortion, who, by the way, Greg...
Social D!
By the way, we were playing November 2nd, which is a Friday night, Starland Ballroom, Sayreville, New Jersey. Get tickets at Ticketmaster. It is the Anything, Anything 4th anniversary party.
The Mike Ness Monster will be there.
The Mike Ness Monster will be there. How cool is that? Social Distortion, the Anything, Anything 4th anniversary party. Come on down next Friday night, two Friday nights from now, November 2nd.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
I'm
I know you're excited about this.
November 2nd, Starland Ballroom. Go to Ticketmaster for tickets. And let's play this one, Bakersfield, Social D, right now. Anything, Anything on DHI.
Take me down that line. Gonna throw that heavy load. I can't seem to make it. Make it on. Can't seem to get you. comes down my face. I can hardly make it, girl. Fake it through this day. Something I didn't do. That lonely truck stop with my head hanging down, wondering how in the hell I got myself into this mess, and more importantly, how I was going to get myself out of it. So I wrote a song for you, baby girl, and I hope when I return home the locks ain't change on the doors. And there's still a spot for me on that big old California king-size bed.
Got night and just try to get it right. Yeah, I've been messing with this astral rejection. Lately it's been my latest obsession, and I've been walking on a fine line between salvation and suicide. My soul's scarred from my previous life. I've lived and died over 100 times, and it just gets harder each and every time. I just can't seem to get it right. Tonight I'm all blacked out and got nowhere to go, and I've got this anchor that's been dragging down my soul. So many nights get it right. I'm a nomad, no matter what I do.
WDHA. It's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo, brand new from the Biters. So Many Nights. Biters going to be opening the Social D show for my anniversary party on November 2nd at Starland Ballroom. Great song. Sounds like Thin Lizzy a little bit. The Biters, brand new Biters. See them November 2nd, Starland Ballroom with Social Distortion. Tickets at Ticketmaster. And, you know, this will be my first ever anniversary party show that doesn't feature the namesake band of the show. Dramarama is not going to be doing my anniversary party this year. They just played. We just did something.
It was kind of an sort of, what did you call it? Kind of sort of anniversary.
Kind of, we did that, and we did that a couple months ago. So kind of sort of was. And they're going to be doing a show for me for Light of Day in January at Asbury Lanes. It's going to be Dramarama, the X-Men, Red House, and the Whirling Dervishes. How about that? The Friday night, I think it's like the 19th of January. Go check that out. It's part of Light of Day. And they're also going to be on the main stage Light of Day show with Darlene Love, which, by the way, that show sold out in like 32 seconds. And with Johnny Carson's birthday coming up on Tuesday, why don't we play Dramarama right now? Last Cigarette, which mentions Johnny Carson. Here we go. Hit it, DHA.
Pass him a heartbeat. I throw him $1. It's exactly what he needs to get another jug of Thunderbird and that chain. But he asked him for a last cigarette, last cigarette, last cigarette. One before I go to bed. Last cigarette, last cigarette, last cigarette. One before I go to bed. I know it's killing me.
the children in a bed. Check the sports and weather and the living and the dead. You don't have to hear the headlines. You can hear what Johnny Carson said. Oh, Mr. Sandman, won't you listen to me, please? I'm saying I'll stay in bed, but I'll pretend I'm on my knees and praying. One for my hunger and another for my greed. And just forget about my envy, Lord, and give me what I need. I need a last cigarette, last cigarette, last cigarette. One before I go to bed. Last cigarette, last cigarette, last cigarette.
105.5 WDHA. It's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo from Hard Promises. Tom Petty, Kings Road. Tom's birthday was on Saturday. How cool is that? One of my all-time favorite Tom Petty songs. And let's go from Tom Petty, whose birthday, like I said, was on Saturday, to Man for Man's birthday, who was today. Let's do this great one. It's called She Right Now. Anything, Anything on DHA.
She had a smile that won me, oh, and her eyes that stunned me. The way she walked, so switching, it made my hands start itching. And she came walking by, she wants me to be her guy. She knows I'll never make her blue, 'cause she knows that I'll be true. Man, she looked so fine, I said she must be mine. The sweetest thing I've seen, every inch a queen. She came walking by, she wants me to be her guy. She knows I'll never make her blue, 'cause she knows that I'll be true. She knows I'll never make her blue, 'cause she knows that I'll be true. So now we walk together, that's how it is forever. She knows how much I love her, I'll never love another. She. So now we walk together, that's how it is forever. She knows how much I love her, I'll never love another. 'Cause she treats me like she should, oh, she makes me feel so good. She knows I'll never make her blue, 'cause she knows that I'll be true. Oh, she makes me feel so good. Now she knows, feel so good. She knows I'll never make her blue, she knows that I'm gonna be true.
Who writes my cotton socks?
105.5 WDHA. It's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo. The Teardrop Explodes with their big hit called Reward, featuring Julian Cope, whose birthday is today. It's actually just about over. And Steve Bader's birthday is tomorrow, which will be in a couple minutes. So let's play this one. Steve Bader is leading the Lords of the New Church. Open your eyes right now. Anything, Anything on DHA.
Video games train the kids for war. Only she can have fashion stores. Life orders done the job. This is filled while the rich still love.
Assassination politics. Violence rules within our nation's midst. Well, ignorance is their power too. Lousy, but the blind don't know. Just how bad things are. You taste the fear when you're all alone. They're gonna get you when you're on your own.